That is the sign that is the Islam has entered your heart. At-tajafi anidari al-ghurur, that your heart is disinclined to dunya. You realize dunya is just a temporary thing. It's just a passing phase. Wal inabatu ila dari al-khulud. And you prepare for the akhirat, which is our eternal life. And the third thing, wal isti'dad lil maut qabla nuzulihi. That a person has istidad, prepares for maut before maut comes. Some people are fortunate, Allah Ta'ala gives some sickness or something, and they feel that now I'm going to die. They start making tawbah, they correct their lives, etc. But some people just suddenly, a motor car accident, for example, Allah save us all, or a crime scene, and you get shot sometimes just by mistake, somebody is shot who's on the scene there. Anything like that can happen. So we should always be prepared. But just take a lesson for that also. Prepare for this imtihan also, which we know. From the beginning we know imtihan is this thing. But we're not really conscious of it. As the time closer comes closer, we start preparing, we thinking. So like that, for our maut also, let us be prepared, inshallah. So, inshallah, let us work towards that. And for that, the most important thing is our iman. That our iman must be correct. And then, that our yaqeen on that iman. We believe that Allah is Allah, one only. There is no other Allah. Our yaqeen must be also that Allah alone will do all our work for us. And, of course, like for example, don't take the wrong meaning now, that imtihan, only Allah can make us successful and we don't study. That we say, no, I'm not going to, it's only in Allah's hands. So I don't have to study. No, that is the wrong approach. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to choose asbab, and to choose the correct asbab. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, for all our problems which Muslims are facing, we have used a lot of Yunani ilaj, asbab. Yunani, by that he means treatment of medicine, treatment of illness, of health. We use a lot of doctor's medication. No problem with that, he says. But he says, let us try imani ilaj also. That we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And we use the correct asbab. Asbab of dunya is permitted 100%. But that asbab also must be within its limits. It must not be against sharia. Today, unfortunately, many things that we do, we use asbab, which is, or dunya's asbab, which is permitted. But we use the things which are against sharia. Like, for example, we'll march somewhere, that we want our rights. In that marching, there are men and women also. We're breaking Allah's laws. And then again, our dressing also is so bad. Then again, namazes are not seen to. Now we are using asbab, but not the correct asbab. So how, and which Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, writes, when a people, or when a person, a people, start thinking poison to be medicine, and medicine to be poison, then how can you get treatment? And if we think the wrong things to be the right things, and the right things we think to be the wrong things, like we have to make tahajjud, we have to make dua, we have to keep roza, give sadqa, all those things, but many people think that na'uzubillah, that's not going to help us. No, we have to do this, we have to do that. So that also must be done, but within its limit, and the real asbab is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Our trust must be. So we must study also properly everything, but don't trust your studies also. Then turn to Allah Ta'ala, that He must make us successful. Another one thing that I would like to request our students, especially all the students, is that try and get encourage your friends, your brothers, whoever, to come and study, become hafiz, become alim, and try and encourage them to come here to the madrasa. And if there are any students who feel that they wouldn't want to encourage their friends to come here, then let us know why, so that we can try and put those things right. So try and encourage your friends, etc., your brothers, anyone, that please come study, become alim, become hafiz, become a qari. These are the things which are going to help. And try and encourage them to come here to the madrasa, here in our madrasa, here. And if you feel that you have got something that you feel must be put right, then you can let us know so that we can try and put those things right. We will try our best. Everything is in Allah's hands. But again, asbab we also have to use, then we turn to Allah Ta'ala also. So we'll all do that, inshallah. It's try on your own to try from your phone calls you make. If you meet your friends, yeah, in Azadwell, other places, Ramzan time, encourage them to become alims, hafiz, qari, etc., muftis, and try and tell them to come here. But if you feel that there is something that we have to try and put right, then let us know. Like usually it is said, if you are happy, tell others. If you are unhappy, tell us. For a customer, if you are a happy customer, tell others that shop is good. And if you are an unhappy customer, tell us so that we can put ourselves right. So inshallah, all of us do that, inshallah.